Did you vote? Today was officially election day in the United States of America. And I'm just asking, did you vote? Because years ago, I was the type of person that complained and didn't understand why certain politicians would do certain things. I would get angry. I would want change, but I never voted. And the turning point for me personally was when the state of Florida turned to George W. Bush, instead of Al Gore. And that was just odd to me, because I'm watching the news like everyone else, and the projection comes up and says, okay, Al Gore won the state. And then later on, that was changed. And I believe for that particular year, we were the only state that that happened to. And I started doing some digging. I started getting interested into politics more. And this is coming from a person that's a conservative. I lean more conservative. I was a part of the Republican Party as far as affiliation. And then after that, years went by. I changed my affiliation from Republican to independent, and that's where I am today. In my heart, I feel like we don't need the affiliations, whether Republican or Democrat. I feel like everyone should be treated as human beings. And when we approach a ballot, we shouldn't vote on party lines in terms of everyone who's Republican gets my vote, or everyone who's Democrat gets my vote. That should not be our reality. This will make us, or this will force us, to really look at all of the candidates for what they stand for instead of what party they're affiliated to. And as I've been watching some of the news coverage, I just see that too much. Where you'll have a person go into the booth to cast their votes, and it's just all one-sided. And they may not even know who the person is, whether Republican or Democrat. It's just that they have the Republican tag or the Democrat tag. Okay, I'm voting for them. And again, that's not the best way for anyone to vote. But see, that's why I'm not going to be in charge, because I don't think anybody, wants that. But just get rid of the Republican Party, get rid of the Democratic Party, and just have all the candidates go out there and say, this is what I stand for. This is the legislation that I have, that I want to propose. And we as the voters will just vote on, okay, this is what I agree with. This is what I don't agree with, so I'm not going to vote for that person, right? Because the problem for me is, even when I was under the Republican affiliation, I didn't agree with every single thing that they did. Whether it was their approach or legislation, just I didn't agree with everything that they did. But if you come out and you say that, whether you're a part of the Republican Party or Democratic Party, if you don't agree with certain things, then it's like, oh, you're trying to be like the other party now. And that's just not how I approach life in general. Like, that's not how I approach my decision making. So I feel like that'll, again, force us as people to really dig into who the candidates are, look at their record, look at what they stand for, and what they want to put into law. From that, we can make intelligent judgments on, okay, this is who I want to stand with, this is who I'm going to stand against. And hopefully, in my mind, that would take away some of the name calling that happens. Or sometimes I'm watching CNN and they'll start, you know, throwing insults at Fox News, or I'm watching Fox News, they start throwing insults at CNN. And it's just like, you're supposed to be covering the news. It's not supposed to be about you. And I just think that's what's happened. And then you've got, we get all these maps. This is a red state. This is a blue state. And then from there, you get arguments. But if you just go outside, there's no red and blue. It's just people. And at this point, where we are right now, the country's not heading in the best direction. People are complaining. Prices have gone up. And then this is coming out of what we just came out of with the pandemic, where everything was shut down for over a year. And so small businesses suffered. The kids suffered. I mean, it was a mess, right? It was a mess. So for me, I feel like if you do right by people, they will vote for you. But if you get into office, any office, it can be the state office, federal office. If you get into office and you don't know what you're doing and you mess things up or you make things worse, then people are going to be angry and they're like, okay, we need someone else to replace you because you're not doing a good job. But again, if you do right by people, we will vote for you. I don't think, no matter what your political leaning is, I think we can agree on that. You do right by people, we will vote for you. And it's tough because when you're watching the news, depending on which channel you're watching, it's biased. And they're trying to persuade you to lean one way or the other on various issues. And it's like, just give me the information and let me make up my own mind how I want to vote. You don't have to persuade me. You don't have to call the other side evil. You don't have to, you know, the name calling and all this other stuff. It's like, you don't have to go into all that. Just I'm watching the news just to get the information. But you get in, you watch the news and it's like, I start seeing all this back and forth and it's in the good, and it goes into arguments and they're telling you why, you know, you shouldn't vote this way or that way. And it's like, to me personally, I don't want your opinion. If I'm watching the news, I don't want your personal opinion about what I'm supposed to do. Just give me the information. But from one channel to the next channel, everyone's telling you what they think you're supposed to do. And that's not what the news is supposed to be. If something happens, they give out the information, and that's it. But instead, something happens, and as they're giving out the information, they're telling you what you're supposed to think about it. And it drives me crazy. So I would say 10 years ago, I watched CNN only. Like, I couldn't stand Fox News, right? So I would watch Wolf Blitzer. I would watch Anderson Cooper. I would watch Aaron Burnett. I mean, that's just what I watched, right? And then the few times that I did turn over to Fox News, it was just like, I really don't see anyone over here that I want to watch, right? I don't know what happened, but as the years went by, it's just not the same. And then I would say about 3 years ago, I started watching Fox News more. But then there again, it's not really anyone there that I'm like that I gravitate towards too. And I don't know if it's personality or whatever, but I didn't gravitate towards anyone, you know? And now today I'm at the point where I'm getting news from independent, you know, people who just want to bring the news. Like they have a YouTube channel. They're saying, okay, this is what happened. This is what the Democrats are saying. This is what the Republicans are saying. And this is what's really going on. Because the truth is, most of the time, in the middle of all that stuff. And so I'm constantly looking for voices who are more unbiased. And they're not trying to get me to go one way or the other. And again, that's hard to do because the people who are giving the news care about what's going to happen and who's going to get voted into office. But if journalists do their job correctly, you have to take yourself out of it. Your personal feelings or your agendas or whatever the case may be, you have to take that out of it and just tell us the news. So that, I mean, that's my thoughts on it. But I've learned over the years, complain a lot less, learn a lot more. And I think the biggest thing that we can do as a society is instead of talk about a person on the other side of the aisle, they call it. Instead of talk about the person on the other side of the aisle, sit down, have some tea, bagels, whatever, and talk to them. Have a conversation with them. Because that really doesn't happen nearly enough, especially when we're dealing with politics. It's just throwing insults across the aisle. Throwing insults across the aisle at each other. Whether it's verbally, whether it's a sign during a protest, whether it's a t-shirt you're wearing, whatever it is. And we never talk to, like, just sit down and have a, you know, just like meaningful discussion about the issues that we see differently. And try to understand, okay, where is this person coming from, even though they see something differently than I do? Where are they coming from? And why do they really think about this like they think about it, right? So I mean that's the most important thing that I want us to do moving forward is talk to each other instead of about each other a lot more and focus on our similarities instead of focusing on everything that makes us different. We have to find common ground somewhere. We have to find common ground somewhere. Instead of thinking of, I won the argument, I won the debate, you lost the argument, you lost the debate. Because that's how Republicans versus Democrats has gotten so polarizing. And the thing that drove me crazy about our previous president here in America is not only the things that he said. That was some, it's like some, like too much of the stuff that he said was just went too far, right? But it's also about how people on the other side of the aisle responded. Like it was just bad all the way around. So you have a person that says something out the way, and then the response to what that person said is just like an earthquake, whirlwind. I'm not sure what word I'm searching for, but it was bad. And so all the way around, you just have the environment is terrible. And no one wants to live in an environment like that. No one wants to live there. Wherever, like you wake up in the morning, you go out and people are just angry. oh, I can't believe this person said this, this person said, and it's like, oh my gosh, everyone needs to calm down. Yes, we have differences. But we, again, we need to sit down together and just have a conversation about this and see where we can meet in the middle without being so verbally abusive. You have instances of physical abuse. It's just like, you have to take out the hate. Like, just because you disagree with someone about something doesn't mean that they're your enemy. But I feel like that's between Republicans, Democrats, I feel like that's where we've gotten to at this point. If you're on one side or the other, it's like the people looking on the other side of the aisle, it's like you're my enemy. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. And so I am praying that we just snap out of it. We have to. Because otherwise we can't move forward as a society if we can't sit down with each other and work out our disagreements. We have to compromise. We have to find common ground somewhere. And there's nothing wrong with that. And if you're the type of person that wants to say, well, I want everything that I want and the stuff that you want doesn't matter, it's like there's millions of people. That's not going to work. Millions and millions of people live here. That's not going to work. And disagreeing is not weird. Having a group of people that don't think exactly alike is not weird. If you have a family, say you have 3, 4, or 5 children, ask them what they want to eat for dinner. Ask them what their favorite football team is. Ask them if they even like sports. You can get responses all over the place. You're going to have to find a compromise and say, okay, there's got to be some place that we can go where everybody's fine with, right, for right now. You may not be able to eat Italian. You may not be able to eat Mexican right now. We can do something. We have to pick something. And then tomorrow night, we can move on to something different. But you have to find compromise. And it's at this point in politics, who wants to compromise? Because everybody's trying to be right. And in your quest to trying to be right, things are falling apart. Nothing is getting done. We're not moving forward. It's just like, are we going backwards or we're stagnant? And so that part of it has to change. And I think, and the thing I'll leave you guys with. We need politicians who genuinely care about people, not about voters, about people. And we don't have nearly enough of them in office or even running for office. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but sometimes I'm watching the news and they'll just pull somebody, like you have the journalist there in the parking lot or something, they'll pull somebody over and they'll be like, what do you think about such and such? Their answers that they get are so good. I'm like, this person should run for office. And sometimes the journalist picks up on this and is like, why don't you run for office? And more times than not, the person will say, I have zero interest in politics. Can't stand politics. The whole atmosphere in Washington, D.C. is toxic. I want to stay out of politics. But see, these are the types of people that need to be in charge. Because too many politicians are just in it for what they can get out of it. Just everything's for themselves. Too much of it is for themselves. And then when it's time to pass meaningful legislation, things like that, it's just arguing back and forth, back and forth. And then when nothing gets done, it's the other side's fault. It's a Republican's fault. It's a Democrat's fault. It's somebody else's fault. No one takes personal accountability. And this is where we land. And so this is, for me, having a small business, working in the daytime, coming home in the evening, working on my studio stuff, studio work. I need the people who run the country to get along and know what they're doing. Because when they're arguing and they're messing up things, they're messing things up, it affects your business, it affects your personal life, it affects your family, it affects how we relate and talk to each other in society. People come to work anxious and stressed and all types, it's a mess. So I'm asking you as the voters, people, I'm praying that we don't get cynical and say, oh, we're, you know, why vote? Because, you know, we're just going to get the same thing that we've been getting for the past, what, 20, 30, 40 years, whatever, you know. Keep going out, letting your voice be heard, vote, be more involved. Because if you sit home and just not vote and just complain, nothing's, and you're not involved in, I don't want to say politics, but if you're not involved in the process and you just leave it up to the politicians, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. And I think part of it is because you had too many people just sit home and think, okay, we elected someone, they're going to do right by us. And they're not. That's definitely not what's happening. And so we have to not only vote, but we have to write them. We have to call them. We have to let them know this is, we elected you, we put you in office, this is what you're supposed to be doing. But instead, what we're getting now is we're electing people, putting them in office, and they're just doing all, I don't know what. I don't know. Or they say they're going to do certain things, and then they get in office, and it doesn't get done, and then they start blaming it on someone else, and it's just, We're not going to last the way that we're going. And so I think we as the citizens, we have to stop the arguing, the name calling, not be so polarized, sit down, hammer out our disagreements and find common ground, and then go to the politicians and say, okay, this is where we have common ground. This is what you need to put in the legislation. This is what you need to pass as law. This is where you need to put our taxes. This is where the money needs to go. And man, I forgot about that. I've only got a little bit of time left, but I forgot about that. That's the other problem, is that we pay taxes every year, right? Us as a country. Last year, they took in $4 trillion. $4 trillion. The government spent the $4 trillion and $3 trillion on top of that. On what? Like, it's like, where did the money go? So we're giving the government a blank check. They're spending the taxes that we're paying, and then they're printing money because they spent the taxes that we paid. And so that's where, inflation comes in, because they can't balance the checkbook. And when you have the checkbook over a whole country, I mean, this is what you get. But $4 trillion, that's the most the government has taken in ever from us, the taxpayer. $4 trillion, and it's gone. And we haven't even gotten to 2023 yet. Accountability. There has to be accountability. They cannot have a blank check from us, the US taxpayer, because they're mismanaging the money like crazy. And now you have the Federal Reserve trying to get inflation under control by jacking up interest rates, and then it's just it. Oh my goodness. So someone has to say something. Someone has to say something. So first of all, again, we say it through our votes. And if we go through the first quarter of next year, and if a whole bunch of Republicans get voted in and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, we need to say something then. Because we can't wait until another 2 years goes by. You can write your representatives, you can call them. Sometimes there's protests, like peaceful protests throughout the year. But we have to be involved in the political process, even though we hate politics. Because the politicians are the ones basically running everything or ruining everything if something goes wrong. So we have to be involved. And looking in the mirror, that's what I'm trying to do. Just be more vocal and more involved. And like I said, I've been voting for, years now. And it's great. I mean, whether it's midterm or the presidential election, I mean, it's great. Because I feel like I'm doing something. Like I'm saying something. And of course, there's more that I can do. So I just keep digging and seeing what's going on. But thank you, everyone, for listening. I really appreciate it. And this is probably an outlier in terms of subjects, but it is election day, and I don't plan on staying up all night. Watching the results come in, but this is important, and it's critical to our present, our future, for our kids. It's important. So thank you for taking the time to listen. I appreciate it. Take care.